That little arrow wants to be, yeah, the Shure microphone and the headphone jack. That's this one right there. So that's
Okay.
good. And then let's check your video sources. That wants to be, yeah, there we are. And that is the Logitech.
Okay.
This is the camera here. There possibly is like a little remote, maybe not, but all that that does is kind of move the camera a
Oh,
little
yeah,
bit,
well,
but
probably
I
not
think
then.
that'll be fine. This microphone is live. And you have this microphone over here. If your guests want to, or attendees want to speak, yeah, and this one is on. I need to change out batteries. Get some fresh batteries. But if it's off, I need to slide that out. Give it a couple of seconds, and then they'll be able to hear as well. I'm gonna go grab some.
Thank you.
It looks like we do have a presenter.
Yes, the
Or
presenter is here. Hello, Gash.
hey, hello. I can hear you guys. Can you
Can
hear
you
me?
hear? Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
All right,
So.
excellent. Thank you. And I can hear you too. And
Perfect.
so you guys, you'll be sharing the screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me try that actually. Let's
Yeah,
while you're here.
let's try that. And we've got our first attendee here, Risha.
Awesome.
Yep, I can see it.
You can see it.
Yep, you can see it. You may want to run it in the presentation mode.
Yeah, now it's in presentation mode on my
Oh, it is?
desktop, but
Oh,
do you see
okay.
it? No? No.
Yeah, I can see it. Let me just make
Oh, okay.
the
No, maybe. Okay.
situation.
Now try. See if that's a
Okay,
presentation
yep,
mode.
that's good. That's good. You could probably see it, right? Because there is a video feed. Can
Sorry,
you see
what?
it? There is
Yeah,
a video feed.
I
Yeah.
can see the video, yeah, screen
Yeah. Okay.
on the
That's
side in my
awesome.
participant thing. Yep, perfect.
Okay. And
Yeah,
I
video
don't
is
know
not
if.
that clear. I see podium or you more on podium than the
Yeah, you could
presentation, but
probably.
it looks fine though.
Yeah. Would you rather see the audience or would you rather see the podium?
I think audience will be better, right? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I'll just.
Unless you're planning to stand on the podium. Yeah, that's better.
Turn
So I
it.
can see the room.
Yeah, right there looks good. I think gets everybody.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Perfect. I'll stand at the podium. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see. I'll probably shoot chat. How do I view the
Okay,
chat?
mic check. Can you hear this microphone?
Yep.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Okay, great. So this microphone that I am speaking on will be the one that is used for any attendee participation.
Okay. All right.
And
Got it.
how, okay.
So when, if and when, just put that switch.
Cool. That's great. Thank you. And how do I turn the chat window on?
Right there. Yeah. You know, it's just a separate window.
New chat or
That should be right now, everyone, just like that. So if anybody starts typing, you should see everything in there.
No, I'm not seeing it. Ideally, I would like to see a chat window right next to the slide.
That's the only chat that I
I can see that mark on the Zoom. I'll keep that
You can
an
see
eye.
it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Yogesh, if you could monitor the chat window.
Yeah, I will. I will continue to
Okay.
that. Okay, so go to the up arrow, not that. The little arrow. Yeah. And then, yeah, show chat previews.
So it should automatically show up on your side there, things.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you just have to reposition it.
No, it should come built into that. I don't know why it's pulling it up the moment.
Setting it.
Unless
Try to get
that.
it. There's
Yeah.
check the three dots next to it's tight.
Three dots.
Yeah, top right of all.
Oh, this.
Right next to west.
All right.
Merge the meeting
Merge
room
to.
too.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Great.
Jesse, you can't leave folio.
Hey, yeah, you're hired.
Yeah,
One more
you're.
take. What are the hours?
Okay.
All. Every hour.
All right.
Cool, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I may be back.
Right, people are slowly trickling in.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they got 4 minutes, I guess.
They are.
5 minutes.
So we have Mark Alcott. Make sure to call him out, Yogesh, in your presentation, because he tends
Oh
to
yeah.
fall asleep in the presentations. And then
Yeah.
Kevin Day from Tamu, right? Love the hat. And I'm sorry, I haven't met you yet. Tom from Tom Misery State. Okay, cool. I like your hairstyle. You know, I found that I'm losing a lot of heat for this, and that's why I'm wearing a hat. Yeah. There is a strong AC. Yeah.
Well, it's
Yeah,
gotten
yeah, yeah.
certainly cold here in Boston area, so I had to put my jacket on.
Yeah, but
Mm.
here it's I think it's warm outside. I haven't been outside, but I think it's warm
Yeah.
outside, but
Oh,
inside AC is very strong.
well. Yeah, I saw some chat messages saying, hey, East Wing needs the cooling down. Yeah, we have a few people join online as well, which is good.
So what's the weather like in Boston?
It's very, I guess wintry slash fall type, but it's raining, very cloudy, and it's pretty cold. Pretty typical fall, like it looks, feels like a Halloween time. Yeah, don't know what the temperature is outside, but it's cold. Let me look at my phone says, yeah, phone says 64 degrees.
No, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But it's like raining, it's like
So sweater weather.
sweater weather, yeah.
Yeah.
Or sweatshirt weather, yeah.
So reference to Saturday Night Live, the old Saturday Night Live.
Right. Yeah.
So people here are just finishing their lunch. And,
Yeah, I think there was a lunchtime, right, prior to this.
yep.
Yeah, I saw the some of the schedules there. It seemed like lunch. Good, good. They're all fed up. Hopefully they don't sleep. Mine's gonna be a lively presentation, very simple.
So I see we have a few more people join online. And, well, let's give it another minute and then I think we can start.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to close the door and then we'll start.
Okay. Okay, welcome everybody to WolfCon 2025. The meeting topic today is going to be automated testing updates. We've made a lot of progress towards automating folio testing. And how a community can help with that as well. So that's what we're going to discuss. My name is Yogesh Kumar. I work for EBSCO and I basically lead a team of QA development as well as QA testing for Folio product. I also participate as a product owner for infrastructure that is internal to us, that for our dev teams that use that I manage that as well. So welcome everybody, and let's dig right into it. Let's see. Okay, so like I said, agenda today, we're going to talk about the Folio automation. What did we do? What are the progress we did in a whole year? Where we stand, what it looks like today. Then we'll talk about a little bit on the manual testing, where our problems are in terms of, our backlog and to automate, etc. Then we'll talk a little bit more about that, how we're using AI to accelerate our automation. And then we'll talk about how community can help us, contribute into our automation strategy and, help us even automate more to reach our goal, etc. All right. So Folio end-to-end automation, we are about 43% automated right now. It's significant milestone. We've been having a tough time getting over 30%, but recently with AI, and accelerating through AI, we're able to push a little bit more. And I'll show some data and stats on it. We increased, this automation in the past years, really a couple of years, from 15% to 43%, which is a big numbers. And I'll talk about that too. We do have a quality gate, which is a daily run as a part of our shift left strategy. We developed that, we run our smoke tests, subset of these, 43% on every code, the code that is developed, during the day, almost four times a day, so that we can get early feedback and make sure there's no regression or tests are not broken and the code can be, actually done. So that's working very well. And, our development team is responsible for making sure the code that they check in is gone through under test of these smoke scenarios, which are pretty much core functionality of our Folio. So we also run our smoke critical path test, which is approximately 2,000 test cases that are automated for you to identify regressions daily. This is our, again, code developed during the day, merged into all our integration, platform, in terms of modules, all modules integrate together. We run at a nightly basis about 2,000 test cases, make sure there are no regressions. If there are, we find them typically, and file the bugs. Depending upon the bug and what the regression type is, we either get a response to get that fixed within a day or, within a couple of days or within a sprint for sure. So this way, we are, testing and, making sure the code is generated daily is pretty much gone through testing and buttoned up before we, talk about any other further, things like Bugfest or before the GA, et cetera. So sprint by sprint basis, as part of our run criteria, we do testing of this code on a regular basis. We also have extended tests, which contains another additional 1,200 approximately tests, so about 3,200 test cases that we run once a week. because it's significant, and we also run that as part of the sprint to button up this process. All of these tests are, you know, part of our CI/CD pipeline, so they're automatically run. You know, if there's 100% pass rate, we don't really bother looking at it. If there are failures, we get, you know, logs and reports, and we look at those and make sure that changes made during the week or during the nightly or during the day are not impacting the test. So this is our gating process for our testing for quality. Let's get into it. So this kind of gives you our stats on where we stand. We have total, you know, approximately 9,600 test cases. Out of that, you know, almost roughly 3,500 test cases have been automated. This is, as you can see, from release over release, our test cases arsenal is growing, or our, you know, our repository is growing significantly. We have lots of features that come in. You all are aware of, you know, Folio's 3 month to 6 month release. A lot of features go into it. There's a lot of development that happens. But you can see, you know, how we grew our test total, you know, test management system to 9,600 test cases, you know, release over release. And as part of that, you know, we were released, this kind of chart gives us idea of how much we were able to automate depending upon, you know, our timing and our, you know, ability with the current resources and resource model we have. So overall, we are 43% automated, but in this release for Telenium, for example, which just started, we are about 66% automated. But prior to those, we were always around 30%, you know, automation. And reason being that we resource, automation is resource heavy, and we were resource short. So we didn't have enough time, we didn't have enough resources to actually keep up with the manual team. Manual team is almost the double size of the automation team. One. Second is, you know, they write a test very fast compared to, you know, automation. But with the AI progress, we actually kind of threefold picked up in Trillium doing it. But, you know, I'll talk about that a little bit as well more. As you can see, we also have, you know, almost smoke test is almost 90, you know, percent automated, you know, fully automated, almost I consider critical path, you know, more than half or just about around the half, and extended path, which is also significant, is almost on, you know, almost 30% of test. But we still have close to 6,000 test cases into our backlog that we are trying to automate. So we'll talk about that as well. I'll probably take the questions in the end. I don't see any arms raised or anything. So, if you can hold out, let's talk about questions in the end. Let me continue. Okay, so this is what our current looks like. This is just a snapshot of a quick, you know, nightly run or weekly run, the latest run we had. As you can see, we have a pretty good pass rate. So, you know, we keep it up there. We, you know, always try to shoot for more than 90%. And, you know, as we see failures, we continue to analyze and we're filing bugs, and those bugs get, you know, fixed within the sprint. Again, if the bug is very low priority, it probably belongs to extended test. We typically delay that. But other than that, if it's P1, P2, P3, we try to fix it within the sprint. So what does our, you know, 6,000 test cases look like, right? Our basically, like I said, you know, manual testing, we have, about 6K into a backlog. We have, our goal is to really automate 80% of this testing. And with a current team of 5 SDETs, you know, and with even AI, et cetera, we raised the bar to almost, you know, developing 150 test cases per sprint, which is, you know, almost a fivefold increase because of the AI. But, you know, we still can't keep up with it. And even if we take that, you know, today and start to implement, you know, with the goal of 80%, it'll take us, you know, 32 sprints, which is, you know, a huge amount, you know. And you know, this is where, you know, I wanted to bring up this topic in WolfCon and see if we can get some help, you know, from community participation, et cetera. On the right-hand side, I show a chart where in some areas we have nothing at all. So reds basically says we have no automation at all. And the others says we have less than 20% automation. So there's a lot of opportunity here. We also have, you know, opportunities in other areas, which are, you know, 40%, you know, 60% already automated, but still have a large number of test cases that can be automated. So we continue to, you know, look for these opportunities here. Just wanted to give you an idea of what the manual, you know, testing backlog looks like. Okay. So let's talk about a little bit about the AI, you know, why we end up using AI. So this was a problem even in last, you know, time I mentioned, I believe, in WolfCon 2024. We did, you know, look into ways to increase our automation. And one of the ways, you know, was great was right in time was the AI. We started using AI and we were able to, you know, accelerate our velocity 5 times. We use currently GitHub Copilot with a Claude Sanet, you know, model that allows us to generate our, you know, testing. It can pull, you know, the code, the test steps from the test trail itself. It can generate all the code in VS Code. You know, we have specific instructions. We have kind of mastered it, and we have also put that out there in our repo for anybody to be able to use. You know, with the minor tweaking and troubleshooting, we get a pretty much near perfect test cases generated, or test case code generated, you know, by this, the tools and the instructions that we have. So, you know, this is a very easy way for anybody to participate and be able to, you know, do more development with us and work with us and collaboratively, you know, and help us, you know, as a team together to, you know, reach our 80% goal of automation. You know, this, I'm hoping that this strategy will allow us to add more community resources and community participation, and you know, and be able to, you know, automate more and do run these tests on a more frequent basis. Let's move on from this here. Okay. So I think I've probably stressed enough, but I would like to see is, you know, some community monitoring, you know, to be able to assist us with automation. The goal for the community-led development should be, you know, if we can help get some help on about 1,800 test cases for the next 3 months, you know, with 10 volunteers, we should be able to achieve this goal, you know, hoping with the same velocity that we're doing, maybe slower initially, but I think with AI and, you know, getting some training and some, you know, education around the tooling and our stuff, you know, we should be able to achieve this goal within, you know, three and a half months at the most. So that's pretty much on this slide that I want to talk about. Let's see. So what are we looking for, you know, these community volunteers to be able to do? Well, they should have some sort of JavaScript, you know, knowledge. They should have some sort of TypeScript knowledge. If they do, they should be able to use GitHub, Copilot, you know, VS Code. They could, you know, we do have community pipelines. They can use our pipelines to run it. And if there are any interest, please contact me. I will get you started. You know, I would prefer, you know, you work with our SDET team. We will, you know, we do have a lot of information in terms of, you know, recordings, videos, you know, et cetera, wikis, documentation, et cetera. We even did one earlier webinar today, you know, in the WolfCon around 11 o'clock today, this morning, around explaining how to use the AI, how to use, you know, how to generate test cases, et cetera. You know, so we have a lot of information that we can get you easily started. We can work closely with you on that. Let's see. So, you know, what's the giveaway? Well, we have a large number of test cases. We will definitely need some sort of community participation. Community participation doesn't need to be, very extensive UI developer. It could be somebody familiar with JavaScript, TypeScript, if you're familiar with Cypress, and use of AI technology and want to learn, into AI technology and generation and be able to run our tests and debug. So some basic familiarity is needed, but we don't need a whole lot of, specific development skills. So I think that will pretty much, is what the takeaway, from this presentation that I wanted to say. That's pretty much it from all my from my side, and I can probably take some questions now if there are any questions. Anyone online or anything in the room, please.
Hi, thanks, Yogesh. That was really great. Mark Alcock from EBSCO.
Sure.
What's a dumb question? What is so special about the 80% pass rate? Why is it 80%? What?
Sorry, not 80% is not the pass rate. 80% is the coverage we want to do to our product for automation. What's special about it is, well, we have a lot of configurations that are growing, Mark, and as well as we have very limited resource to do manual testing. So looking at the backlog, and looking at some of the test cases that we have and stuff, we feel that we 80% is a good goal to achieve in terms of, coverage of the whole platform portfolio. And there are test cases that cannot be really automated. So partly we have also that, there's about 1,000 to 1,200 test cases that we think cannot be really even automated. So that's another reason. That's about 10% of the backlog, if you think about roughly from the 9,000 perspective. Does that answer your question? Hopefully.
It does. And is it an industry standard, or it is an industry standard? Okay.
Well, it's kind of a good best practice, but we have a mix of, I mean, I would say yes, you can say it's an industry standard, but it all depends upon, how well you're automated as well, but companies who are hefty like SaaS models and much more in cloud, they even go even higher. They go 90%, percent and above. But it's been industry standard for a while for 80%.
Can I just ask one more quick question? Who writes the test cases? Where do the test cases come from?
So the test cases are written by, we have a manual team that are part of pretty much every dev team. They are written by manual team and reviewed by POs. It comes from POs. And even some of the cases where we don't have QA, the development team slash POs do write test cases as well, some of the teams. So they came from pretty much from POs and QA.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
And
I
they're
see a
derived
chat question.
from,
Sorry. Yep.
yeah, I just wanted to add, and test cases are derived from the user story acceptance
Yes,
criteria,
yes.
right? Right. It's in Jira, but test cases themselves and test plans are stored in another tool called Test Trails.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, basically, if you look at the entire development lifecycle, a product owner will write a feature, right? The feature may be comprised of different user stories. A user story will need to have not only description of the requirement, but also acceptance criteria. And when the development team takes a look at the user story, they try to understand the intended functionality, and they also look at the acceptance criteria, and they use that to write test cases. And as Yogesh described, if a development team has a QA person assigned to them, usually that person will take the lead in writing the test cases and review it with the PO just to make sure that all of the aspects are being covered. And a good QA person will also talk to the developer to find out, what the different scenarios might need to be run in order to validate the functionality.
I don't know this, but
How do you automate that?
Sorry, automate what?
How do you automate the test cases?
So we have a tool called Cypress, basically, and we have a full test wave framework. It's basically writing a code. And like I said, we can use AI to generate a code. There's a huge process around it. I don't know how to answer that question for particularly. But I suggest, you maybe take a look at the recording of an early session, which says how to automate end-to-end tests.
Yeah, if I may add to that,
Sure.
I think it varies, right? So as Yogesh said, not everything can be automated, and so some things will require manual steps. But in some other cases, basically, given this data, what is the expected output? Okay, and so then you write the code to create data on the fly. You feed the data to the system, and you can feed it to the system at multiple levels. So through the UI, okay, and that's probably the most expensive way to develop to automate a test, or through the APIs, right? So you collect different permutations of what can be fed to the API, and you run those APIs and see what you get back. Okay. I think there are a couple of other questions in the chat. So Yogesh, do you want
Yeah.
to? And then Alexei, I'll get to you. Do you see the question?
Sorry, I was actually started typing the question, but it's okay. So let me read the question and then I'll answer it. How much must the test be changed in a problem release? So I'm assuming you're talking about maintenance and how often do we change the test cases? It depends from flower release to release. If the functional story is asking for us to change some sort of workflow or some aspect, roughly it's about 20 to 30% is what we see from release to release, flower release over release. So hopefully that answers your question. So I'll go to the next one, which says, so what exactly is being tested and specific functions in Folio? Is that a question? So yeah, the workflows, so pretty much end-to-end scenarios like check in, check out, create an order, create an order with line items, et cetera. All screens, all application interactions through the UI that are applicable has been tested. So pretty much everything that you do, even in Bugfest activity as a manual activity, we try to automate as much as of those things in advance. Right now, what we do is in Bugfest, we do only subset of those tests, through manual effort and other set through automatic effort. And that's how we know all the cases are covered. I hope that answered the question as well. So I only see two questions there. Anybody else have anything else?
Yep, there is another question in the audience.
Sure.
Yep. Thank you, Yogesh. It's a
Sure.
really amazing presentation, especially as a part related to AI.
Sure.
Before I will ask my question, a small comment regarding 80%, why it's a magic number. Because to cover 80%, you should write 20% of code. And to cover the last 20%, you should write a lot more tests to cover this cases. So it's actually a standard, like industrial
Yep.
standard. And regarding AI tools, I have a question. Are we using AI tools to generate test cases for manual case, or it's used right now only for generating a code base for automated tests?
Right now we're just using, code to generate because we have a lot of backlog, but we have started looking and as a separate POC to generate test cases as well and review it. Right now we haven't found anything significant. I would say we have found, 70% there, but we are talking with few tools right now and experimenting with few tools to see, feel 100% confident that this is doing a good job.
Thank you.
But we are looking into doing that.
Thank you. And next question. It's really a good topic here, that to involve a community to participate in creation of automation tests. And I 100% support this thing. But what about maintainability? I mean, that from my past experience, the main problem is not to create a test, but to maintain it after some changes that happens in system. Did you try to adopt these AI tools not only for creation of this test, but adopt these AI tools for fixing tests or adopting these tests to changed requirements?
Yeah. So we are looking at AI does have those type of capabilities, like auto, auto fixing and, auto detecting the problem because of the code change, et cetera. Again, those are all are under experimental stage right now. We have not used any of those yet, but currently our problem is our maintenance is about 20 to 30% that we are there. Having to maintain it, we will have that problem, but I think we'll have that problem once we create these suites. Right now our problem is coverage. We can't even get enough coverage, right? Because of that, our releases gets delayed, our bug fest goes longer and longer. We can't run in every configuration, we cannot cover everything in advance. We we do a bug fest, and when we find bugs, then it takes forever to fix them. So we defer them and they become part of CSPs, et cetera. So this is where we are trying to reduce and bring it to shift left by doing more and more automation, run those tests, et cetera. So I agree with you that maintenance is going to be a nightmare, or maybe not nightmare, but maintenance is going to become a bigger problem later down the road. But we are looking at, AI does have self-healing tools, self-fixing, etc. We are looking into right now.
Any other questions from the audience?
By the way, these are all very good questions. Thank you so much for that.
Whose question was the best question?
Oh boy!
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
No, I would have said whoever asked the question is going to give me some volunteers.
All right. Well, if there are no more questions, then I think that's the end, right?
Yes, yes. I know it's a little bit short, but I wanted to keep it very crisp and short. I didn't want it to make it a very big session. Earlier our session went way, way over.
That's good. There is an old Russian saying, brevity is the mother of talent. So
exactly.
You've got to be brief.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Yogesh.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for attending. And, enjoy your whole fun. And back to you, Mark. Thank you for helping me, Mark.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good one. Bye-bye.